We're doing Tayag Mitzvot. Vsefer Chuvat HaLevavot Ose Mitzvah Lakel Yitbarach V'Chavanato B'Shvil She'Chabdu Bnei Adam. If a person is doing a mitzvah and his whole thought is, people should honor me. Kigon HaMitpalim B'Tzibur. For example, someone who prays publicly, Uvaleach Chazon B'Piyutim Chadashim, and those who know how to sing all these beautiful new songs, Limtzochen Be'Nei Bnei Adam Mibaladet El Yitbarach. And all their thoughts are, let me be chazan so that people tell me, oh, you sang so beautifully, you're such a good chazan. They're not thinking about God. And so too a person who speaks. A guy could be sitting up here giving a shir, and his whole thought is not for the sake of heaven, just so that people should honor him. And if someone does it so that people should honor him, or because he himself is scared of them, he's not serving God, he's serving mankind. A person could be standing up there davening to Hashem, and he's not serving Hashem, he's serving his fellow man. Turns out he doesn't even recognize his creator. And the same thing goes for a person who's a pagan. If he's serving idols because he's foolish, he never recognized his creator. In that respect, a person who's serving idols is better than a person who is just a second. So he says a pagan in this respect is better than a sycophant. Shavet kochavim oved lemishei no mamreet elokim, for he's serving one who is not really rebelling against God. Vachonef oved af lemishei mamreet elokim, and a sycophant, he's serving anyone. The second, a person's focus. Remember, we learned last week that chanifa, sycophancy, is the worst thing. When a person is kissing up, he constantly wants people to just to like him. And that's his focus in life. So who's he serving? He's serving anyone. So long as you like me. A pagan is serving one idol. And a sycophant is serving everyone. He's not limited to one idol. He's serving everyone. A pagan, everyone stays away from him because they know that he denies God's existence. But a sycophant, no one recognizes the fact that he's really not serving his creator. And he seems to be a fine person. People have faith in him and really he could harm them. And this is many politicians are sycophants. They're always looking to make people like them. And he's telling us here that a person is not allowed to live his life with that being his focus. How can I make people like me? I have to be kind to people, but my focus cannot be sycophancy. One of the aspects of sycophancy is that a person is not allowed to send a gift when you know the other person won't get it. Meaning a guy comes into your house, you know he's fleishigs. So you tell him, oh, can I bring you, I have some delicious Carvel ice cream. I says, no, I just had meat, I can't. Or you keep inviting your guest, please come eat, and the guest really, you know he's not going to come. And so too, if he makes believe, he says, oh, let me open a bottle of wine in your honor. And the guy says, no. He doesn't have any thought to open that bottle of wine, but you just want to make him think you want to honor him. Or you say, oh, you came, in honor of you, we'll open up a new bottle of wine. And really, you were going to open it for yourself. And our sages said that one who does this is stealing people's understanding. That's called gnevat dat. When he sits down to eat, he has to say like earlier, I'm preparing to eat so that I have strength to serve my Creator, etc. And if he's eating meat, even though really their heart is to eat meat at night, even though, because over here the Germans are used to eating meat for breakfast or lunch, so he should say, he says, even though the Eretz Gemara tells us to eat meat at night, but if he's eating meat now, he should say, I'm preparing myself to eat the meat of a pure animal, specifically, I'm eating a kosher animal, and in this I'm performing the mitzvah that Hashem says, check the signs of an animal that it is a kosher animal before you eat it. And God tells us, eat from these animals and not from other ones. And there's a biblical prohibition not to eat from animals that are not kosher. And in this, I'm also performing the mitzvah that the Torah tells us, don't eat the animals that don't chew their cud. And if I'm eating a bird, if I'm eating fowl, so then a person should say, I'm eating the kosher birds and I'm performing the mitzvah. The Torah says, check the signs of a bird to make sure it's kosher. And I'm performing the biblical prohibition not to eat non-kosher birds. And I'm performing the biblical mitzvah that the Torah says, the following birds you should consider disgusting, those that are not kosher. And the Torah says, don't eat the birds that are so small that they're considered insects. And the Torah tells us all insects are considered non-kosher. So when I eat kosher birds, I'm performing all of these mitzvot that the Torah says, eat the kosher ones, don't eat the non-kosher ones, don't eat the non-kosher insects, etc. If he's eating fish, he should say, I'm preparing myself to perform the mitzvah to eat kosher fish. Like the Torah says, check the fish that they're kosher before you eat them. These are the fish that you may eat. And the Torah prohibits us and says, don't eat non-kosher fish. And the Torah tells us, the fish that are non-kosher, you have to to consider disgusting. Don't eat from them. Don't eat from the vermin of the water. So we're fulfilling all of these mitzvot. And on top of that, we're performing the mitzvah that the Torah says, don't disgrace your soul by eating the vermin that creep and crawl. And don't eat the vermin that are on the ground. And all vermin that creep on the ground, don't eat. So we have over here, we just went over 15 mitzvot that we perform when we eat kosher food. And the last one is that the Torah tells us, check if it's a kosher grasshopper before you eat it, and don't eat those that are not, and don't make your souls impure by eating the vermin, and don't eat, and another thing that's very important is that when we're eating, we're also performing the mitzvah not to eat the worms and the fruits that we're eating, and that's a performance of the commandment in the Torah, not to eat the different vermin that crawl around the earth. So we just enumerated maybe 25 mitzvot that one can have in mind when he's sitting down to eat kosher meat, kosher bird, or kosher fish, because the Torah tells us in so many different ways, this you should eat and this you shouldn't eat.